This is not a police matter. You need to take it up with the manager of the McDonald's. I'm going to disconnect.
I got robbed for my money.
Sir, you did not get robbed. I'm going to disconnect with you now.
That wouldn't be the first time 911 dispatchers would hang up with a caller upset about his burger and fries.
I was at McDonald's. I gave these guys $10. They gave me one burger and a fry and told me to park.
Sir, I believe you just talked to my partner a moment ago, and he advised you this is not a 911 emergency.
This is a 911 emergency. I got robbed for $8.
The 911 operators in Clackamas County hear a lot in their line of work, but a call like this?
You cannot tell me I can call 911 and not get a cop right here.
Sir.
You can tell me I can't get a cop right here at 82nd and Sunnyside Road. I will sue your office right now.
Authorities would eventually send an officer and arrest this man, 23-year-old Jeremy Martin. He was charged with inappropriate use of 911.
Failure to comply, DD vest violation.
Andrew Michelson was the first 911 dispatcher to get the call.
Copy. Do they have 24 hours to come get it, or do they need to come out right away?
He fields, on average, more than 100 calls a day. The 911 center fields more than 800 calls, and in a job when every second counts, a call about a burger and fries does not constitute an emergency.
It's unfortunate that sometimes people with a medical emergency might get put on hold for a second to go grab one of those other lines, and when it's a non-emergency, you know, it's taking time away from being with them.
That's why these hard workers want the public to know that this...
Sir, okay, stop. Listen, 911 is for life or death emergencies only. By you calling 911, you can be arrested for...
Officer,
sir, listen to me. Sir, listen to me. Stop.
...is inappropriate.